Whether it was through free agency or the draft, the Broncos have added some firepower to the run game. Hello, everybody. Welcome into the Broncos Countdown to Camp. I'm Matt Boyer. Andrew Mason to my left. Eric Dalala to my far left. Guys, we've been talking about the big storylines for camp this season. One of the ones that I think everybody wants to know about is the run game. You know, you look at Jamal Charles, D'Angelo Henderson, you bring back C.J. Anderson as well. Where does this room, you've been around this team. This has to be one of the deepest rooms that you've seen in a couple of years here.
It's been a while since he had that kind of quality. At the same time, Jamal Charles, he's coming off multiple injuries, so you're going to get him back at some during training camp, but you don't know what he is until he gets out there, gets some reps under him, gets his legs under him, and stays healthy. There's going to be that question, and he's got a very incentive-based contract that reflects the uncertainty that he has. C.J. Anderson, you know, he had an ankle injury back in 2015 they played through, and he had the meniscus last year that ended his season, so he's got injury concerns. Devontae Booker is still finding his way, you know, had some flashes, did some good, you know, go back to the Raider game, week 17, nice plays out of the backfield, but not as consistent as you want. And then D'Angelo Henderson, they're high on, but he's a sixth-round pick, so the ceiling is high, but I'm not going to sit here and say it's, you know, a great running back room just yet, because there's question marks on each guy that you're talking about. But for all of them, there's a very high ceiling.
I know you saw it on Twitter. The Chiefs fans, they were disappointed when Jamal Charles left. When you bring a guy like that in, what does it do for the room, number one? And do you think bringing in a guy like Charles, a veteran running back, can boost everybody else? Does the rising tide raise all boats, if you will?
I mean, I think with Charles, what you've got, if he's healthy, is a two-time first-team All-Pro, a guy who's averaged 5 yards per carry, the highest mark in NFL history. And he's a guy who's going to bring explosiveness, not only in the run game, but out of the backfield as a swing option. So I think that's kind of what you're dealing with if all goes well. But at the very least, he's a veteran guy that can help D'Angelo Henderson. He can help Devontae Booker just like C.J. Anderson can. And so I think even if you get out of camp, and he's not necessarily the option that can be number one, you've still got a very valuable asset there.
Where do all these pieces fit, Mace? I mean, we broke it all down. We've got Booker, Anderson, Henderson, Charles. How do these fit?
Well, I think you start with Anderson, because if he plays well, and he's had a good summer so far, if he plays well and stays healthy, he's at the top of that depth chart. I mean, all of this kind of pushes C.J. Anderson. C.J. Anderson historically has done well when he's had someone or some multiple someones pushing him. And so I think that's going to bring out the best in him. Devontae Booker, you know, like C.J. Anderson, potentially a good all-around back. Jamal Charles, it'll be interesting. If he's healthy, you have to resist the temptation to use him too much early, because he could get going and you could say, hey, let's leave him out here for another possession, two possessions, three possessions, and then all of a sudden he starts wearing down a bit. I think the goal with Jamal Charles, if he's healthy, is anywhere from 4 to 8 touches a game. And then D'Angelo Henderson, to me, he's the most interesting case in that room, because, you know, he's not only a productive on the ground, but productive catching passes out of the backfield at Coastal Carolina. And you look at his size, you look at his ability to juke guys in the open field. You know, maybe there's a little bit of Danny Woodhead there, and we saw Mike McCoy used Woodhead in San Diego effectively with some pretty gaudy cash totals, and maybe that could be a long-term future for D'Angelo Henderson.
Absolutely. We're going to find out in just a couple of weeks where those running backs will fall. Of course, the first preseason game, of course, is August 10th. That is in Chicago. We will be back in just a couple of days. We're talking offensive line. Those big bodies up front are going to be blocking for those running backs. But until then, I'm Matt Boyer for Andrew Mason, Eric Dalala. This has been Broncos Countdown to Camp.